I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The ISIS juggernaut is showing some signs of weakness. First, there are reports that the fighters are now on the defensive, struggling to hold on to the caliphate territory. And then they're struggling to stamp out believers. Christian Aid Mission is your link to indigenous missions. Steve Van Valkenburg explains.
When they hear that there is a God who cares, a God who loves, and a God who forgives, that's something foreign to them, and they're very intrigued with that.
What this means is a lot of people are coming to Christ.
In the past, they've not had any hope, but now they do have hope.
Christian Aid Mission supports indigenous workers who provide food, clothing, shelter, and emotional support. And as they build trust, they start sharing that hope. There are ways that you can come alongside and encourage them. Our website has all the details. Next, even though the panic over Ebola has receded, the crisis continues to impact ministries in Liberia. The brand new Liberian Crossroad Bible Institute says the crisis has actually slowed development and threatened the lives and safety of CBI staff, students, and supporters. They also have work in Sierra Leone that's been affected. People can't travel freely because of the risk of contagion. CBI evangelizes and disciples inmates. Pray that God's healing power will be on display in these countries. And you probably don't recall what you learned in high school algebra. I know I don't. But chances are you remember in great detail the best story you've ever heard. Ron Hutchcraft says Hope's stories are the driving force behind a new aspect of his namesake ministry to Native Americans.
We're hoping that it will help viralize the good news of Jesus. Pornography is getting viralized. A lot of ugly stuff is getting viralized. We need the good news of Jesus, which the Christmas season is all about. It'll bring you good news of great joy.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.